Hello and welcome to Two Peas in a Pod, the podcast that nobody asked for, but we're doing it anyway. I'm Alex.
And I'm Madison. And in this podcast, we talk about trending topics and give you answers to the questions that you're too scared to ask.
So hello and welcome back to another episode of Two Peas in a Pod. And this week we have another fun episode in store for you guys. We're going to take a trip down memory lane and discuss some of our favorite memories from childhood, talk about some nostalgia, and just kind of look back on the past and reminisce a little bit about the good old days of our childhood.
Yeah, Alex and I are pretty old, so I mean, I think we do have a lot of bases to cover today.
And I mean, it's kind of interesting too, because I consider myself to be on the cusp of the millennial generation, but also on the cusp of the Gen Z generation. So I kind of fit among both. I'm a 96 baby, so.
Wow, you are old.
But you're like 3 years younger than me, relax. But I mean, I kind of identify with both of those generations, so I kind of grew up in both, you know, the dial-up internet generation, but I also kind of am involved in like the TikTok generation too, so I'm kind of spread among both of those generations, so I can kind of relate to both aspects of nostalgia, and I kind of remember it all. So
yeah, no, I mean, I'm a little less than you because I'm younger, but I still remember like my parents buying like VHS tapes and like stuff like that, and like the Skip-Its and the sending your kid outdoors to play until the streetlights come on and stuff, but I'm also very actively involved in the TikTok generation too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the interesting thing about being a later 90s baby / early 2000s baby is that, you know, you can look back and kind of remember, not like I remember not having cable television, like you only had like the like Channel 3 and like Channel 7 and CP24 and that was it. And then I also remember, you know, dial-up internet, where if you were using the internet and someone needed to make a phone call on the landline, you had to stop using the internet because you couldn't use both at the same time, which is like totally, totally different times, different technological era for sure.
Yeah, no, my brother is 13 now, and he definitely does not have the same experiences that we have. Like, he's definitely never seen a real Disney Channel movie or like read the books or just kind of gone through the same kind of stuff that we've gone through, or like the same phases of technology and like the older like fan fiction and stuff, like Twilight.
Fan fiction. What do you mean? I still read fan fiction. I'm on Wattpad. I'm on Wattpad right now, reading Draco Malfoy fan fiction every day. What are you talking about?
No, but like in all seriousness, he didn't play the kind of games we played. He didn't listen to the kind of things we listened to. I'm not even sure if he knows what a Barbie is. Like, granted, he's a boy, but I don't even think he knows about like old Toys R Us commercials and stuff like that. Like, he's all very invested in like technology now, and I guess that's kind of a real turning point in society, and it shows where kids really are at nowadays.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a generational thing too, because I mean, looking back on it, I even remember when I was in elementary school and middle school, like no one had a cell phone. Like, it was not a thing. Like, iPhones weren't even a thing yet. Like, when I was in the seventh grade, I think that was around when I got my first phone, and it was the Motorola Razr flip phone, the bad bitch pink one, of course.
But it was my
mom. It was my mom's. And so then when she got a new phone, she gave it to me just to, like, have it in case of emergency or whatever. But I remember, like, if you got caught with a phone at school as like a kid, you'd actually get in trouble. Not like, oh, you're on your phone during class, like we're gonna take your phone.
Like you'd
actually,
you had one,
you'd get in trouble for actually having a phone, because like it wasn't a thing that kids were supposed to have.
Like, we had to put ours in like a box in the office, yeah, and you would get it at the end of the day.
I remember that. And now it's just like every kid has an iPhone, or like, you know, like I remember when iPods were even a thing, and we weren't even allowed to have an iPod Nano or whatever and listen to our music and shit. So it's such different times. Like, even when I was in high school, I remember our high school didn't get Wi-Fi like for the building until I was in grade 11. Like, there was Wi-Fi like, if you were like on the computer lab computers or like in the library, you could like connect to the internet that way, but actual Wi-Fi for your phone, like there was no Wi-Fi at my high school at all. And that was only in maybe 2011, 2012. Like, that wasn't that long ago. So I mean, just how different technology has come from our childhood to now, where like kids are in high school and there's Wi-Fi, or they can sit on TikTok, and you know what I mean? Like, it's just so different looking back on it that we didn't even have like fucking Wi-Fi to go and like Google notes for a history paper or something while you're at school, which is ridiculous.
See, like, mine was pretty much the same sort of experience. Like, I too had a stupid Motorola phone, but it was lime green, and it was only for emergencies and whatever. And now my brother's sitting here with an iPhone XR,
and he has a nicer phone than I do. What the fuck?
But like, I do remember in grade 5, we were actually the first, what the school and what the news called us, the connected classroom. So we were the first classroom to get like smart books and like tablets and like a smart board and like computers and stuff to like do our work on. And I guess that was where it really started. Like, I can't think back to how I used to really do my homework, like before computers were a thing and before the internet was a thing. Like, I don't really, like the wireless internet, like Wi-Fi, I don't even know when that came about, honestly. I definitely was alive when it started, but I know you had to use desktops for the most part, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I even grew up, like, we had in our house, like, we'd always have a designated computer room where we'd have, like, the computer in, and it would be, like, the family desktop computer. And,
yeah.
Like, I'd sit and, like, play, like, my fucking, like, Scooby-Doo CD video games.
I played those, yeah, too!
Or, like, the ones that came in the cereal boxes, and you'd play, like, Barbie Princess and the Pauper, but it was like the computer game and shit like,
okay,
that.
Okay, but that movie slapped.
Listen, the Barbie Cinematic Universe, oof. Marvel Cinematic Universe, never heard of her. The BCU, the Barbie Cinematic Universe, art. Absolute art. But anyway, I remember having like a computer room where like, if my brother and I were in school and we had to like type up an assignment or like a report or something, like we'd have to fight over who could use the computer. So my dad had to give in and get us like two different computers so we could both do our work because we both needed a computer. This is in, like, I don't know, like, grade 5 or grade 6 or whatever. And then eventually we moved on to, like, my dad gave me his, like, old MacBook from work. So I'd use that in high school to type up my essays and my papers and whatnot. But, like, even then, like, no one brought computers to school. Like, no one really brought their laptops to school. It was still, like, handwritten notes. No one really had, like, Google Chromebooks and stuff like they do now. Like, that was not a thing at all. Like, the only time people would really bring their laptops to work was, like, if they had, like, I don't know, a paper due that day or like a presentation to do like on PowerPoint or something and they had to connect to the projector. But like even then, like it was, I don't think I've ever once brought my laptop to school other than just for doing like a PowerPoint presentation or stuff. But now like kids are just given a Google Chromebook and stuff. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I wish I had that.
I can't like really talk because in grade 5, I got a Mac for my graduation present. Because I'm a pretentious little bitch apparently. But like that's just who the fuck gets a Mac in grade 5?
I had my own computer too when I was in like grade 6, but it was a desktop. Like I started on a PC and then I like moved to using Apple products when I was in high school because like I started with a PC, like just a fucking, I don't know, an Acer PC or whatever, and then had like an LG phone or whatever, and then eventually everyone
kept going up. Everyone like moved Blackberries,
BBM,
ping. I still text you that I'm like ping, I'm here. Like, you know the like, yeah, sound effect.
Yeah, and like BBM was such a thing, and I remember like
MSN Messenger too.
Oh fuck, and MSN was such.
I just tell the boys I love them on MSN. Oh, and God,
then you like you see your crush log in on the MSN, you're and like, then oh. you'd log out and log back in, so it'd get the little notification that you log in, and you keep doing it to get their attention. And then you like set like you could set like what song you were listening to in your status, and you make it like some fucking like Taylor Swift song or something. Those were the times. Like MSN was how I talked to all my friends in like elementary school. I mean, I didn't really talk to boys because I was nerdy. I wasn't like
boys talk to you.
I wasn't like other girls.
Oh my god, that cliche.
But no, like I didn't. But yeah, no, I used MSN all the time. And then I guess after that, once Facebook became a thing, I think I got Facebook when I was in grade 7. I was maybe 9 or 10 when I first got it, but unlike you, I deleted all of my Facebook statuses from my childhood, so now it's like high school and onwards, and just like I deleted also really ugly pictures of myself, so they're still on my parents' Facebook account, but they're not on mine anymore.
See, I definitely locked all those albums so that only I can see it, but like if you try hard enough, you can still find me singing in a choir or like,
oh God,
doing something. But my Facebook name, you could change your middle name. Like, you used to be able to change your middle name.
Right.
I used to make my middle name, which is Kathleen, as most of you know. It was Madison, and because I like these two fruits, it was cherry strawberry dolman.
No, Madison cherry strawberry dolman. Actually, I changed my name on Facebook when I was like in grade 8, and I hated my name when I was a kid. I didn't like the name Alex. I didn't think it. Now I like it. It suits me, but at the time I did not like it at all. But now it's fine. But anyway, in like grade 8, I made my name. It was Alex Clellan, but it was Alex with two X's because I thought that was edgy and that
so
was
dope.
Cool.
Radical,
like,
dude.
But then, like, people in my class actually thought that I spelled Alex that way with two X's, and I was like, bro, no, like, that's fucking stupid. I don't spell my. But I wanted to be edgy and different and not like other girls, so like I changed it to that for the longest time because I hated my name. And even now, like, we talked about this on another episode, but I still go between so many different nicknames. I fucking Alex, Allie, Al, fucking
Al. My nickname, yes. I will preface this again, yes, for the third episode, yes, my nickname.
I mean, no, like, I mean, all my friends and, like, not all my friends, all my family and my close friends call me Allie, but, like, at school I go, or, like, professionally I go by Alex. But I was like, you know what? I don't suit the name Alex, so I'm gonna go by Alex with two X's. And I was like, bro, what the fuck is that? But I mean, I think that everyone just kind of used Facebook as like a way to like talk to your friends because it started with MSN.
And then it progressed. And then
Facebook was a thing, and like everyone like grade 7
to follow
and 8
those pages,
Facebook.
Like the Pretty Little Liars like, pages.
And like the stupid like it was like meme pages, but it was like I don't know.
Yeah, and there were names.
Yeah,
there
were names of like stupid like jokes and stuff, and you
playing
liked
Farmville
it
or whatever it was.
Ooh, I loved Farmville. I remember I got back into playing Farmville in like the 11th grade, and I was like, "Fuck, bro, this game slaps." And then there's like Kim Kardashian Hollywood, which I still play
that too. I played that this morning. I went on a date with one of the teachers this morning.
Oh, I love that game. But like, yeah, like iPhone games were like such a thing back then.
Alex, you know what else was a thing?
What else was a thing?
My old Twitter account.
Oh my god. Okay, so for some reason, Madison thinks that she's a fucking comedian. And so she's like, you know what we should do for a little segment this week? I was like, all right, what? Surprise me. She's like, we're gonna go on my old Twitter account and read some of my old tweets because I'm just so funny. So I haven't heard these yet. She won't let me read them. So I'm hearing them for the first time, just as you all are. So I mean, if I laugh, or more importantly, if I don't laugh, I don't expect you guys to either. But nonetheless, you can start us off.
Tears in my
mouth. Like she's already laughing at her own fucking tweets. Like, bro, you're not like. You're not Dave Chappelle.
They're so cryptic.
Okay, so if you can actually make it through reading one without laughing, go ahead and hit us with one.
So my bio is pretty chill. You know, I joined in February 2012, and my bio is, hey, and then in the next line it says, I love 1D. Follow
me. Oh, Harry Styles.
Okay. So, we have some famous Jessie J lyrics.
What is it, Bang Bang?
Dirty dancing in the
moon. Dirty dancing
Take
in the moon.
Take me down like I'm a domino. I'm 12 years old.
Dirty, I'll reiterate because she can't breathe. Dirty dancing in the moonlight. Take me down like a domino.
With a heart.
With a heart from Madison Dolman, aged 12.
I can't wait. I used to have a cupcake business with my friend Shala. And it was called... Toonies for trees, like Toonies for trees, and all the proceeds would go towards like helping like the rainforest and shit. Like okay. I was like a decent kid, you know?
Wow.
And so one of my tweets says, Boston cream cupcakes. And then it says hashtag yeah buddy, who wants one? All in one hashtag.
I remember when everyone used to say that, yeah buddy. Like what the where did that yeah, come buddy. From? Where why was that a thing?
This is the best one. First line. Slam my finger into a door. Second line, in all capitals, Lord that created Larry fucking Stylinson.
Larry Stylinson, oh my god. So for those, I mean, okay, so me and my one friend, Connor McTagg, he listens to some of these episodes. We're like the biggest Harry Styles fans that I know. We still talk about Larry Stylinson, which if you don't know, it's Louis Tomlinson and Harry Styles is like a romantic couple. And there are an infinite amount of fucking fan fictions and fan theories and shit about these two One Direction members. And so to this day, Connor will still send me memes about Larry Stylinson. And I'm like, bro, like, stop. It's not a thing. So, I mean, at least you're on the same page as me with being a Larry Stylinson
I mean, I was. In 2012, I was an avid fan. Okay, we got another one. This one's pretty inspirational.
Okay.
So it goes, haters be hatin'. And then the next line is, they judge because they're weak and helpless, like a bird that can't fly, only stupid and bitchy.
Only stupid and bitchy. Bro, you seem like a fucking character when you were 12
Hold
years
on,
old.
let's do two more. Two more, and two we're more. Good. Okay. These are kind of, oh, I guess this one was about my brother, because I wrote, aw.
He was probably like, what, like five at the time?
I wrote, aw, you're so cute when you sleep, smiley. Hashtag brother.
That's like some Edward Cullen type of shit.
The next one's a picture of me.
Can I see it?
Yeah. But the caption is, it's with one of those stupid like filters from photo booth. Caption is, yellow diamonds in the light. We found love in a
hopeless place. Hey, show me. Oh my god. So for those who aren't currently in the studio with us, i.e. my apartment, it is a picture of Madison from the photo booth app on
doing
MacBooks.
Doing the Debbie Ryan.
Doing like the Debbie Ryan half smile weird thing, and it has like that blue and green and yellow like heat map filter on it, and it's
I have acne all over my face.
Maybe I'll post it on our Instagram just for shits and giggles.
You actually, I would let you, honestly.
That would be funny. I think that another, like, really funny thing that people did on, like, social media, when social media kind of became a thing, like, 10 years ago, is that, like, on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, it would be, like for a TBH or, like for a rate.
Those stupid, like, paragraphs. Last time you cried. Last person I texted. Like, favorite picture.
Last thing you drank. Last thing you ate. Who's the last person who made you cry? Like, shit
last
like that.
Last time you pooped. Like...
And then you'd, like, do, like for TBH, and you'd wait for, like, your crush to like it, but then this bitch that you don't like would like it, and you'd be like, now I gotta say something nice about you so I don't seem shady, and, like, meanwhile you're, like, 12 years old.
And the more likes you got, serious. You, like, didn't want to do those ones, so you'd only do, like, close friends or, like, people you wanted to fuck
with. And you'd
with.
Wait for, like, Jacob from your, like, 7th grade class to like it, so you could be like, to be honest.
Today you're cute, we should talk more.
You're really chill.
And we should talk more.
Like, what a different fucking time on social media. Like, now it's just, like, you slide into someone's DMs and you're like, yo, wanna smash? Like,
oh my god, I don't know, I really hope, like, it doesn't go like that, but...
I mean, that's what dudes do to me, so... Oh god. It doesn't work for the most part, but... Unless they're, like, I don't know, Larry Stylinson or something, but...
Okay, but, like, taking off the whole social media jet over here that we have.
Okay.
What kind of weird fucking things did you eat? Because I used to eat some weird things.
Okay, actually, I'm gonna turn this one back to you because I think you should start it off because I've never heard of anyone eating what you used to eat as a child, and it makes me, like, have a gag reflex when you tell me this. So please tell everybody what Madison Dolman used to eat as a child, as a childhood snack.
So as a childhood snack, you know, I really wanted the salty and the... I don't even know what the other one is.
Milky?
Salty and the milky consistency, you know? So my grandma had these cookie cutters and she would make me sandwiches and cut those sandwiches with the cookie cutters, like a pumpkin or like a ghost or a heart or something. But the plot twist, my friends, is what was in between those two fucking pieces of bread. You want to know? For all of you sitting at home, you should probably grab a trash bag because I used to eat peanut butter and cheese sandwiches.
Oh, that's so fucking gross. Like, I don't know how you could put peanut butter and cheese together.
And it was, like, the processed, just... like, Black Diamond single cheeses and, like, the smooth,
I mean,
Kraft,
at least it wasn't,
butter.
Like, Kraft singles or something, because, like, that would probably send me into orbit, but...
Well,
no, like,
I used those when we didn't have the
other ones. Good, okay. But never mind.
It was both of them, you know?
I mean, for me, I don't really think I had anything that severe, but I was really into ketchup as a kid. Like, I'd put, like, not everything, but, like... Even to this day, I still eat chicken nuggets with ketchup, and
do
I know
you
that's
Kraft
weird.
Dinner with ketchup?
No, that's okay. I think that's a. I think it's a cardinal sin. I don't put, like, because I don't put cheese and ketchup together. Like, I think that's gross. Like, mac and cheese and ketchup, but, like, I'll do, like, when I have a cheeseburger, I only put ketchup on it. I'm like a 2-year old. I don't put. I mean, I'll have, like, I can tolerate vegetables on it, but, like, no mustard, no mayo,
yeah.
No, nothing.
I've noticed that about you.
Nothing. Only ketchup or, like, if I get, like, a chicken sandwich, no mayo on it. Nothing. Like, I have a fucking phobia of, like, mayo and mustard. I can't touch it or look at it. Freaks me out. Don't know why. No reason behind it.
I used to eat mayo with fries. Ugh. It's like a Dutch thing. And I'm
not
Dutch.
An American thing, too, because my brother's girlfriend's American, and she does that, too. And I'm like, bro, that's
when
fucking...
she lived with you for, like, 6 months.
Like, that's gnarly. But, yeah, no, I had, like, a ketchup thing where, like, I would put, like, ketchup on, like, chicken, which is weird.
That
or,
is,
like,
weird.
Or, like, I'd have chicken fingers, and most people do, like, sweet and sour or, like, plum sauce, but I do ketchup. So, like, that was the only, like, kind of weird thing, but even that, I don't think that's that
I kind of get it, though. Like,
yeah.
I do get it.
Because, like, as a kid, when my dad would take me to McDonald's and get me, like, a Happy Meal, I'd have, like, ketchup with the fries, so I'd just, like, do ketchup with the nuggets, too, and it was, like, because I didn't like sweet and sour as a kid. I kind of don't like it still, but, yeah, no, that's the only, like, weird food thing. Other than that, I think that, like, I really liked... Like, the old snacks you get in kindergarten, like Dunkaroos and shit. Like, Dunkaroos slapped.
The vanilla ones?
Ooh.
With
Dunkaroos?
The, like, confetti?
Oh, magic. Like,
or
I want
Ritz crackers.
Like, after this, I'm going to go to the grocery store and see if I can find some fucking Dunkaroos.
And
if
a Red
still
Bull.
A thing. I mean, obviously, like, Red Bull gets me through the fucking day, gets me through the night, gets me through life.
What about Teddy Grahams?
I didn't like Teddy Grahams, actually. I didn't. Did I know. I never liked Teddy Grahams. Those were not my snack. You know what else I hated were those cosmic brownies. The brownies like the rainbow.
Oh,
old.
I didn't
those,
like those.
Oh,
those
every time
gross.
I had them, like, my dad would, like, as a little treat on, like, a Friday, put it in my, like, kindergarten lunch, and I'd eat it, and I'd be like, miss, like, I'm going to throw up. Like, little 5-year-old Alex.
And it's not from Madison eating the peanut
no,
butter
and
cheese.
No, and I was like, you know, like, most kids would be like, oh, fuck, like, I have a brownie in my lunch, like, super hyped, like, fucking PogChamp, like, so excited. But then I'd be like, you know what, this brownie, I might yak my brain out in the kindergarten, like, finger painting station or something, because I was like, I don't know what's wrong with those cosmic brownies. But
what about the, like, The crackers that you scoop the cheese.
Oh, I love those.
I fucked with those.
Like, the cheese was so disgusting. It was, like, rubber. So we're talking about, like, the little packets. And it's, like, there's the little crackers. Or the sticks. There's the sticks, too. But the crackers were better.
The crackers were better.
And then there's,
they're
like,
less bready.
Yeah. And then there's, like, the little, like, red plastic stick that you'd scoop the cheese out of. And you'd, like, spread it on the crackers. Oh, those slapped.
They made your breath sting.
I don't even think it was cheese. Like, I don't know how that was regulated. But, like, that was disgusting. And there used to be a peanut butter version, too. And those ones were good, too.
And then peanut butter, like, anything's. Yeah. Whoa.
not for you. Miss fucking peanut butter and cheese over here is like, ooh, I like peanut butter. Like, yeah, we know. The other thing that slapped too was the Ritz crackers with the peanut butter ones. Those were fantastic.
Those are good.
Those are a good one. I think they still have different flavors of Ritz crackers now, but I mean, other than that. Ooh, you know what a weird thing I did, and I just saw it in our notes, is that I also used to do, and my dad does this to this day, is celery and cheese whiz.
I hate cheese whiz. I don't get the hype.
I do too. My mom, like, she puts it on. My mom and my brother put cheese whiz on everything, like toast, bagels, English muffins, fucking celery. Like, they love cheese whiz. And I'm like, bro, this shit is nasty. But on celery, I was like, you know what? It kind of slaps. So I did grow up eating that. And my dad still eats that to this day. But other than that, I think I just kind of like the, like, generic snacks that everyone got in, like, kindergarten and grade one, like fruit roll ups. And
we're just gonna say, like, Rice Krispies.
Yeah, ooh,
like,
Rice Krispies slap.
The ones with the little, like, sprinkles on the top.
Oh, I hated those ones. You had to go original Rice Krispies or nothing. But Snap, Crackle, and Pop, those were my homies.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so what about the infamous Easy Bake Oven? Did you ever have one of those?
Alex. Like, we're gonna have a really poor following after this because everyone's gonna go creep my Twitter, find out that I eat peanut butter and cheese sandwiches, and they're gonna hear about my Easy Bake Oven story, and people aren't going to want to know me. Like, people that know me, like, we're going to catch an unfollow real quick after I tell the story.
Ironically, I don't even follow your, like, actual Twitter now. So, I mean, I don't really care, but I don't follow you on Twitter anywhere. But anyway, I think that's because you had some weird fucking captions about shine bright like a diamond and shit like that. So, I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, Easy Bake Ovens.
Yeah, I used to have one of those. I used to buy all the little, like, cake mixes that you can make and the brownie mixes and whatever. And then one day, I used to live with my grandma and my mom and my aunt, whatever. And we were in the basement, and my aunt and I were watching the Barbie and Princess, like, collab type of movie.
Oh, the BCU!
Yeah.
No, don't talk to me about the BCU. And slide in my DMs if you want to have some deep talks about the BCU, because the Barbie Cinematic Universe,
what was, like, the 10th time I had watched it, and of I was course. Just chilling there with
Barbie
my Easy Bake Oven.
Nutcracker? Ooh.
Sorry. Are you done with the Barbie references?
Oh, we love them.
Clearly, she wants a friend to talk about Barbie.
Please, slide in my DMs with the BCU.
So, I had my Easy Bake Oven, and my aunt liked to watch me sometimes when my mom and grandma were at work. And, I live with my grandpa, too. We can't forget him. Honorable mention. but we're making a chocolate, like, lava cake, like a devil's food cake type of vibe. Type of beat, you know, with what you can do with an Easy Bake Oven. So for those of you who don't know, it's literally like a portable little, like, 8x6 oven. And by oven, I mean, like, a little space with a light bulb shining down, and it, like, cooks the food.
Or to save you from this terrible description, just pause the pod and go and Google Easy Bake Oven if you don't know what it is. But I think that most people have either heard of it or seen it or something, but it's a really shitty, like, light bulb powered oven that bakes.
And that is
shitty,
not safe for one.
No, it's not.
But I was baking the cake, and we put the cake through the little slot on its tray. And after a few minutes, we're like, okay, I gotta take the cake out. So we use a little tongs, and we're trying to... Nope! So the cake is stuck in the Easy Bake Oven. So my aunt's like, fuck, what do we do? But it's on. Like, you know, she doesn't really think about, like, unplugging it or, like, turning it off or, like, trying to... The way it was made, like, you couldn't access the light bulb if you tried. Like, it was a really weird... It was one of the really old ones that was purple and pink and white. And, like, it wasn't as advanced as it is now. So if you're going to Google it, you're going to have to go back and Google Easy Bake Oven from the early 2000s.
Like, the OG one, yeah.
Because...
I didn't even know they still made them, but...
The ones they have now are, like, more advanced, more safe,
oh, I'm
like...
Sure.
But anyways, the Easy Bake Oven... And the cake caught fire.
fucking fire hazard over here.
So that is my story. I never used it again. The cake was burnt, nonetheless. And my grandma was not too thrilled about the house smelling like smoke.
Yeah, and like melted plastic and shit. I had one too. but
probably
I think,
didn't burn anything.
Like no, I didn't because I only made it once. I think I made like a little like sugar cookie or some bullshit, and then after that, it just wouldn't turn on ever again. Like the light bulb just stopped working, and I was like, "Bro, one use, and it's just done." It's like I had it, but I never set the fucking thing on fire like you did. But
like so much for easy bake, more like easy flammable. Like I don't know what's
easy telling fire you. Hazard.
Like fuck, it was so bad, and I mean, it was a good concept because I guess like you're trying to get kids to use hands-on type of things and like learn for themselves, and I guess in this case practice like cooking and baking experience, but man, like that was not safe. I'm pretty sure they like generate like cancer too, like I don't think
probably.
They're
there's it's like probably a microwave. Like carcinogens or some shit in it. But on the note of like weird things that we used to like, I guess I can't call this food because it's not food, but as a kid one of my favorite toys
Oh God.
Was Polly Pockets.
Why were you gonna call it food?
Because I love chewing on the fucking rubber clothing.
Ow! Like the sparkly rubber clothing.
Yes! Like it was like chewing gum. Like it was like rubbery
no,
and like kind of
no.
crunchy. Like
no, it
oh
wasn't.
My God, yes it was, bro.
For those of you who don't know what a Polly Pocket is, Mike Jagg, I'm looking at you. You need to go and Google what a Polly Pocket is.
It was like okay, it was like a little mini like doll, and then there'd be like this rubber clothing you'd put her in and,
or
like,
a bag or like
yeah, like little oh the shoes were a good snack. Okay, I wouldn't swallow it, but I'd spit, I wouldn't swallow, but I'd chew on the fucking clothing and then just like play with my Polly Pockets and like chew on the fucking like rubber shoes and shit. Tell me, I'm not the only one who did this. Like, this is a thing. Like, Polly
no,
Pockets.
It's not.
I implore you, after we're done recording this fucking episode, you're gonna Google Polly Pockets chewing the clothing, and a bunch of bitches, they do it too. I'm not the only one. I'm not the
That's
only
like
one.
That's like saying you chew on like Bratz dolls or like Barbie dolls.
No, because those aren't chewy.
Oh, wow.
But the clothing on Polly Pockets, they were fucking chewy. I used to like
you
just
have
gnaw
a problem.
Them. I know.
I thought I had one, and now I'm pretty.
Okay, the other thing that I also don't understand how it was like approved were those like candy necklaces and bracelets that everyone wore, and they tasted like fucking chalk. But everyone had them for some reason. It was like
or yeah,
you know
like,
the ones
the bracelets they
yeah.
would make like earrings too, and like. The necklaces.
It was like a choker,
like a candy
choker.
And there would
like,
usually be one
you'd
big,
like, bite
like,
it
pendant.
And yes!
Ew, and then after you bit it, it would be all wet, and it would
yes.
be, like, leaning against your neck.
Yes! Oh my fucking God. And then you'd wear, like, this, like, wet string around your neck with, like, half-eaten chalky candy on it. Like
that's, like, the Popeyes chalk. Like, the
yes, those sticks. And you pretend you had a cigarette, but it was, like, a little Popeyes, like, weird stick, and it literally tasted like chalk. Like,
it looked
I don't
like
know.
Chalk. You could replace the two pieces, and I wouldn't even
know. No, honest to God. So that was another fucking weird thing. But Pop. I'm gonna segue this now from weird childhood snacks.
Traumas.
By eating Polly Pockets like a fucking psychopath. So I want to talk about some of the fashion and some of the shit that we wore as children. Because I feel like, looking back on it, I feel like every little girl, because I can't say much for men's fashion, boys' fashion as a kid, but I feel like every little girl had, like, weird shit that we wore. Like, the fucking, like, Paul Frank t-shirts or, like,
the Billabong sweatpants.
Yes.
So or like, the Juicy Couture sweatpants.
Okay, I didn't wear fucking Juicy Couture. Okay. But here's my, okay, I have a really funny one.
Oh, no.
So, growing up, I used to shop at, which, it doesn't exist anymore, but it was La Senza Girl.
I love La Senza
yes.
Girl.
So, La Senza, the like bra and like lingerie company, they used to have La Senza Girl, and they would sell like clothing, like, you know, like little skirts and like t-shirts, and like I think they had like little like training bras and shit for girls, but it was like a pretty popular store for like 7-year-old girls. And so I remember I was in either the 5th or 6th grade, and La Senza Girl, I always shopped there for back to school because I love their clothing and whatever. My mom loved taking me back to school shopping, so we'd go there, and they had this new line of Zoe 101 clothing. Like the Family Channel Disney Channel show Zoe 101. And so I insisted that my mother bought me the entire line of Zoe 101 clothing at La Senza Girl. No, because I was obsessed with this show. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to look so fucking fly pulling up to the 1st grade to 6th grade with like my Zoe 101 t-shirt and the matching plaid skirt and like the matching like bucket hat.
The PCA like logo everywhere.
Literally. And I was looking back and I was like, why did I want this? Like, what was going through my demented 6-year-old brain? Munching on Polly Pocket clothing and wearing my Zoe 101. Like, I might as well have been like a horse girl. I'm surprised I wasn't a horse girl, but I
shout
fucking,
out to horse girls everywhere. You know who you are.
But I looked like one. Like, I looked like I was not all there in my fucking, I had like chunky sneakers too, because that was a thing
Heelys.
Back then too. And honestly, okay, no, Heelys. I tried to learn how to use them and I fell on my face every time. So I owned a pair, but I took the wheels out of them. So they just looked like stupid sneakers, but I could never figure out how to ride them.
Can I just tell you guys, she literally looks like she's talking to you guys as she's recording this episode. Like, she hasn't looked at me in 20 minutes.
I'm talking to a fucking Marilyn on the wall here. That's what I do every day. Yeah, no, I was obsessed with that. And I also...
Color jeans. That's something we share that we both fucking...
Oh my god,
fucking...
yes. In the 8th grade, I was obsessed. Like, I had, like, neon pink jeans. Like, neon yellow jeans. Green, red. Like, I don't know why.
Orange. I had orange.
Ooh. Yeah. No, I had, like, every color of the rainbow. I had, like, fucking colored skinny jeans. I think they were from Urban Planet, too, because they just sold them. So, like, I'd go there and I'd get, like, colored skinny jeans and, like, graphic tees. And I also wore scarves all the fucking time for no reason. Like, bro, like, it's fucking May. Why are you wearing a scarf? But I had them on. I thought that layering was very trendy and fashionable. So I'd have on like bright neon pink jeans, a black graphic tee, a vest, and then like a plaid sparkly scarf. And I thought that was so fucking cool. And like, I even wanted to wear a fedora to class one day. And my mom was like, you're not wearing a fucking fedora. And I don't know why I dressed like this.
But it's because all the stupid Disney Channel shows that we watched, yes, were like Color Block.
If you go
and
back
like,
onto Disney Plus right now and you look at how they dress. And like
Shake It Up. And
Shake
like,
It Up, Hannah Montana, like all those outfits. They wear like 8 layers of clothing. And
color blocking, sequins, yes, like scarves, like,
wow,
sunglasses.
Who dressed them like that? But like for some reason, we thought like, oh, okay, if that's how Hannah Montana dresses, then that's how I'm gonna fucking dress. And like, it looked ridiculous on like a 7-year-old kid, but like, that's what I did.
Up until I was literally like probably like 9, I wore dresses and only dresses. Like, there were 3 pairs of pants I wore, and my dad still calls them to this day pink pants, and they were root sweatpants, red pants, and they were red root sweatpants, or gray pants. And I'd have to do this thing called checks, where I'd have to put the pants on and I'd have to make sure that like the pants felt snug. You know, so I'd have to like move around on the floor in my pants to do a check. So I put them on, he'd go, can you do a check? And I did a check. Anyways, the dresses I never had to do a check for, but I was I was the bitch with the dresses and the pantyhose and the leotards.
Ooh, yeah, and I wore my pantyhose and shit too. I always felt like a bad bitch wearing a skirt and like pantyhose and like boots. I'd have a pair of like not Uggs, and we'll talk about Uggs in a second. Geez. Like, I'd wear like suede boots, like little like black nylon tights, and then like a little skirt, and like, of course, I'd have like a fucking...
I really wish I met baby Alex.
Oh fuck, I'll find pictures and I'll post them for on our page just to expose myself and show how stupid I looked. But yeah, no, I was obsessed with layering. I fucking loved wearing like headbands. I always had a headband on, like a Blair Waldorf type of headband when I was like 10 years old. And I was like, bro, like relax, like you're not Leighton Meester from Gossip Girl, relax. So I always had those on. I always had those lip smacker, lip gloss, lip
balms. Ones, oh my god, they had such good ones. Yes. They had one that tasted like lemonade, and it was like a gloss, and yes, I used to lick it off my lips.
Same, and I was obsessed with them, and I would apply it like 18 times a day, and then my friend...
They didn't do it, like thinking back,
and then
were
my
not
French teacher used to yell at me, because I was putting on this lip gloss like 10 times a day, and my French teacher, one day she was like, bro, like, what are you doing? Like, I was obsessed with those lip smackers, like the lip balms, like the watermelon flavor and like the vanilla cupcake flavor and shit. Like, I was obsessed with those.
Or even those stupid, like, this isn't really fashion, but like talking about body, like those stupid body sprays from Bath and Body Works, like the cucumber melon, or like
I was a cucumber melon girl.
The cheap ones from Shoppers that have like the cupcake.
There was one
on
from
it.
Walmart, and it was like cotton candy flavored. Or cotton candy scented, I guess. And it smelled so bad. But I was like, oh my god, like, this is going to be so cute and fun. So I wore it like every day.
My dad used to call them cat piss. He's like, are you wearing your cat piss perfume today? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Or then when you got to like grade 9 and you started buying like the Victoria's Secret perfumes because you felt like a bad bitch and it made you smell like a stripper. When really you spray the Victoria Perfume Secret on. Victoria's Secret perfume on. And it would last like 10 minutes and then you wouldn't smell it ever again. Like, I still have a Victoria's Secret perfume. Like, I have the Tease one, and, like, I only have it because it's a fucking plastic bottle, so it's easy to bring back and forth, and it kind of makes you smell like a stripper. But, like, they don't last.
I leave one in my car, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't last longer than, like, 20 minutes. So, like, I prefer, like, real perfumes that actually last longer, but, no, like, I feel like everyone, once they hit high school and, like, started, like, buying their first thong and, like, going to Victoria's Secret and buying, like, the Bombshell bras and shit like that.
I remember
that.
I hid my first thong from my mom because I was probably in, like, grade 6 or, like, grade 5. And
grade 5 wearing a thong? Who is this thong? thought. She belonged to the streets. Since she was, like, 7 years old, maybe she's been wearing a thong.
Maybe it was, like, grade seven, but, like...
Pulling up in your fucking Jordans and your thong, like, oh, I'm here.
Nothing else.
Only in your dress and your fucking thong and your fucking Jordans at 6 years old. What's going on?
Because I would wear, like, we would all wear leggings. Just, it was definitely not grade five. Like, it was definitely a grade eight. But, like, thinking back on it, like, I definitely hid it from my mom because I was like, oh my god, like, I don't know if, like, I should start wearing them. I don't, like, whatever. Probably washed it, like, four times. I couldn't do laundry then, so I would kind of sometimes sneak it in, and then she'd be like, oh, this isn't mine. I'd be like, oh, I don't know whose it is.
Whose song is this?
Holy fuck. But yeah, to this day, she still, like, gives me my brother's underwear sometimes by accident, so I guess the whole thing never really got through to her, but...
Oh, God. I mean, I remember, because I think I was definitely the first girl and arguably the first kid in my grade who hit puberty. Like, I hit puberty when I was, like, 9 years old. It was really fucking early. Like, I was the first girl to have titties. I was the first girl to, like, get my period, like, everything. So, I remember I had to get, like, a training bra and stuff. So, throwback, we had to go to La Senza Girl. Get a training bra and everything, and then...
So boys couldn't see your boobies.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, I had titties by the time I was, like, 9 years old. Not fully developed, but, like, still. Like, I still had to wear a training bra and shit. And then after that, like, I think I got my first thong in, like, grade 8, probably grade 9 or whatever. And, like, I only wanted them because, like, when you wear leggings and you wear, like, regular underwear, you can see the lines, right? So, like, I just wore them for, like, when I wore leggings or whatever. But I remember just thinking, like, when I first put one on, I was like, how the fuck do people wear thongs when they just ride up your ass all day?
Oh my god.
I wasn't used to it. Like, now I'm used to it. Like, I wear them all the time. But, like, before that, I was like, bro, like, how do people wear these every day? Like, these are uncomfortable. I mean, they still kind of are, but you kind of get used to the sensation. But yeah, I remember I got mine around grade 8, too. And I mean, other than that, I think that, yeah, just going to Victoria's Secret and, like, getting your first, like, bombshell bra and, like, the stupid perfume and shit and, like, the body lotions and whatnot. Like,
buying the bras when, like, you knew the only people that would see the bras were the posters in your room?
Yeah, literally. Like, I mean, unless you were Madison wearing thongs when she was, like, 6 years old. But... Yeah.
Well,
that's a questionable one. Ooh, the other thing. I just thought of this one. This is a good one. Is that everyone... when they came out, had a fucking pair of Crocs. And my mother would not let me get a pair of Crocs.
I had yellow ones.
Because she was like, they're ugly. You're not having a pair of Crocs. And I was like, but mom, everyone has a pair. And I mean, Brenda was doing me a fucking favor because, like, I wouldn't wear a pair of Crocs now. But, like, she was like, no. You're going to wear your fucking Nike sneakers that I bought you 2 years ago. You're not going to wear a pair of fucking Crocs because you're going to look stupid.
I think they're so stupid.
They are. I mean, if you have, like, a toddler, like a 2-year-old, then they're handy to just slip them on and, like, let them run around. Like, I think they're handy if you have, like, a baby. But, like, if you're, like, 8 years old wearing Crocs, it's like, bro, put on a pair of sneakers.
No, that's actually facts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for me, I think the most notable thing from our past is definitely... the fantastic Disney Channel shows and the order that we could watch them at night. Like, I would always come home from school, I remember, and it would be Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, yes. And then it would be Hannah Montana. Yes.
And then That's a Raven.
And then Zoe 101. Yes.
Oh my god,
it was so good.
And, like, now, I don't even know what the fuck is going on with Disney Channel, because, like, the shows are astonishing how bad they are. Like, I think that once... around, like, Shake It Up and, like, Austin and Ally and stuff like that came out.
That was the final, yeah, like, tipping
point. Real downhill. And, like Jesse Good Luck and, Charlie, like, yeah, and Jesse. Those are, like, the last decent shows. And, like,
because
now,
it still had people from, like, yeah, Ashley Tisdale, yeah, and, like, Bridget Mendler and, like, Debbie Ryan,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. I was trying to think of her name. But, like, they still had, like, Disney Channel stars on, like, newer shows. And then, like, Cameron Boyce and stuff like that. Rest in peace. And, like, there were still, like, notable Disney stars on those shows. But now it's just so bad.
Well, even, like, I don't Recess even... Recess and Emperor's New School and shit. Those were good. Like,
oh my god, yeah. Like, there were so many good cartoons on, like, YTV and, like, all these different channels and stuff. And then we, like, grew up with so many good cartoons. Or, like, even on, like, Treehouse. Like, I loved... Totally Spies was one of my favorite shows.
Oh my
shows.
God.
I loved Totally I Spies. Did too. That was a great show. Or, like, even as a little kid, I grew up watching, like, the Powerpuff Girls and, like, Sailor Moon and...
I liked Franklin, and then it's funny to see how, like, the new Franklin is so, like, digitized.
Oh my
and,
god,
like,
yes. Even, like, SpongeBob, I was watching it, for some reason.
Oh yeah, some reason.
I don't know why.
She doesn't know why,
but
guys.
I follow all of the SpongeBob accounts on social media. Like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I follow all of the official SpongeBob pages. I don't know why. I just do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyway, I see, like, clips from new episodes, and I'm like, bro, why does SpongeBob look like that? I don't know why, but all the animation has changed so much just looking back on it. But it's astonishing to me how there's still new episodes of these shows coming out. And I'm like, bro,
like The Simpsons, when everyone was tripping the other day because it said, like, it was like,
oh, we should have talked about that last week with, like, the fucking Simpsons effect of them, like, predicting all of this shit, because The Simpsons has been on TV for, like, fucking 25 years or something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They just made, like, a new episode recently, but people think it was from a long time ago. And, like, in that episode, people are wearing masks and it says, like, Putin and, like, Trump or something like that. Mm-hmm. They just, like, not Biden. Don't worry. I didn't just, like, make that up. Like, it doesn't say Biden. It says Putin and, like, Trump. And they, like, just made that episode. And people think it's from the past because of all their, like, predictions and shit, but even that's changed. Like, the way Arthur is now, like, Mr. Ratburn had a gay rat wedding. I can't
speak. Gay rat wedding. Yo, that's really my type of wedding.
In one of the new episodes. And, like, that wasn't normalized back when Arthur came out. Gay rat
wedding.
I will show you.
No, I know he's gay. I just, the way you said it, a gay rat wedding.
Like, it's what it's called. You all need to pause this and go to YouTube and type in Arthur gay and Mr. Ratburn gay rat wedding and watch it and then come back to the pod because that is what I'm talking about.
I mean, yeah, I mean, even just, like, making cartoon characters gay and stuff, I feel like there's such, like, a controversy over that where I don't think that's a big deal, but I mean
everything's changed so much.
But I mean it's wild to me how, like, kids still watch shows like that we grew up watching. It's like, I remember growing up and I would watch, like, I'd watch, like, Barney was big for me. I was a fucking Barney stan. Like, I love you, you love me, you know, Barney slapped. Yep. I was also a big Powerpuff Girls, really into Sailor Moon, which is how I got into fucking anime and being a nerd. And then
Lizzie McGuire, Ned's Declassified. Like, that's why Disney Plus is such a big thing.
Yeah, because it's such a throwback to be able to watch all those old shows. Like, you know, like,
I sit in my bed at night and watch Hannah Montana. Of course I fucking do. Like, if it's, like, between getting a booty call from a boy or watching Hannah Montana, like, we are watching Hannah Montana, ladies and boys. I'm sorry.
Miley wins every time. Yeah. No, it's just, it's so bizarre that all those TV shows are, like, still available. Like,
the Hannah Montana movie. Sorry. That was just,
we're gonna talk about how in the Hannah Montana movie, I think that I was awakened as a sexual being with Lucas Till in the Hannah Montana movie.
Oh, baby!
Oh, my God. When that movie came out, and I forget what, I think his name was Travis in the movie, but Lucas Till, you can Google him. He's a bit older now. He's in his mid-30s, but oh my God, that little fucking blonde cowboy guy in the Hannah Montana movie awakened my soul sexually. I don't know what it was, but ever since then, I've always wanted a cowboy boyfriend.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know what it was, but, like, even now, I'll go back and watch it, and I'll be like, fuck, that's, like, the dream boy right there. I don't know why.
He still is. He definitely is.
He's still good looking. I actually got into an argument with my friend over this the other day because she was watching the Hannah Montana movie, and we were talking about how good looking he was. And I was like, bro, like, he's still good looking now. If you Google Lucas Till, like, he's still a good looking guy. But, like, I don't know what it was. But in that movie, and, like, Miley has her suitcase out on the ranch, and she just got off the fucking limo or something, and then he rides up on his horse, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. But I mean,
Miley's been facing dilemmas. Like, she had to choose between two boys in the show, too.
Oh, my God, yes. Like, all the men in Hannah Montana 2, like, they did something. And so it's just looking back on all those shows and, like, how...
I might go watch that movie tonight, honestly.
I think I've talked myself into watching it again, too, because, I mean, my love life is non-existent, so I might as well go and watch the Hannah Montana movie and fantasize about Lucas Till.
Oh, my God. Okay, folks, so I think with that and Alex's extreme fantasies...
That's enough about my fantasies with Lucas Till and the Hannah Montana movie, but I all know you're going to go and fucking watch it tonight now because I've hyped it up.
Don't let us.
You're welcome. Send me snaps or DM me if you end up watching it tonight because I talked you into it. You're welcome.
Anyways, Alex, I think that's all the time that we have for today.
Unfortunately, it is.
So thank you for joining us this week, and we'll be back next week.
Once again, we will always be back next Friday, and we will be doing an episode on safety and talking about just kind of, you know, living in the city and going out, being safe.
Cat calls.
Being safe when going over to boys' houses or being safe on first dates. And
safety in the workplace.
How to not get murdered and how not to end up dead in a ditch, which so far I'm going strong with that one. But
we're doing pretty good.
It's early. So we'll see you guys next week. And thank you as always for joining us.
Much love as always.
And stay safe out there. And we will see you guys next Friday.
Bye for now.